Have you ever wondered why seemingly everyone in the Linux and general tech community is so attached to using, hoarding, and promoting ThinkPads? And more importantly, why do they always put anime girls as their wallpapers? The most common answer is that ThinkPads are built to be upgradable and withstanding. Due to the success of laptops such as the MacBook Air, the industry standard for computers is thin and light. And with the development of the universal port USB-C, literally pushed through legislation, the last decade has seen the drop of replaceable components and ports altogether. This is why if you go outside and bring your ThinkPad R60 along, of course, because you have to be jacked into the internet, you are guaranteed to receive gasps and remarks body-shaming your ThinkPad BrickPad for being abnormally plus-size. Now, such comments are understandable if they come from Mac or over-sleek computer users, but what's far more likely is the person roasting you has an Alienware M18 that weighs more than Boogie 2988 and packs an Airbus A380 engine, spinning in full blast the cool Windows 10 11 home screen. And yet, your X220 will seem more out of place than this monstrosity. However, like with many things, a plus-sized weight is not always a detriment. This is one of the many advantages the old ThinkPads had over new ThinkPads, being the socketed hardware and larger, more durable frames and build. Even the hinges of my T420 are metallic and feel much stronger. The laptops I had before were considered higher ends, you know, presumably for the price I paid, and yet they dropped performance and had physical deterioration that rendered them e-waste only 5 years into use. My Asus's 4K screen, for example, decided to shatter upon me abruptly, setting my back down, thanks to the amazing Asus hinge and build quality. And furthermore, the battery is proprietary and hardly replaceable. It requires an extreme surgery with proprietary star screws, and of course, shelling out a few bucks on eBay. My T420, on the other hand, was made in 2011, and yet it'll undoubtedly outlive any modern PC I try to buy. I purchased it off eBay at around $60, which admittedly is on the lower side for listings, and I've been daily driving it to university for nearly 2 years now. Now, as the listing discrepancy warrant, the battery practically gave out fully after a year and a half of use. But I was able to get a third-party battery right at my local microcenter for only $25. As for storage, I upgraded the old and slow mechanical hard drive for an SSD. Twice now, after my last one broke from water damage. But admittedly, if you can get the back off a new computer, a new laptop, the SSD will most likely be removable and replaceable. It probably won't be soldered. However, nearly every possible component can be replaced on an old ThinkPad. You want to upgrade the memory, the CPU, the blue Smurf LCD screen to an IPS? You want to flash the BIOS for Libre boot? You can do it. It's what I plan to do. And also, if you endure damage or wish to replace the pissy island keyboard on models such as the X230 or the T430 and up, that's also doable. Linux and open source users highly regard any technology that gives them control over a system's components, be it software or hardware, and old ThinkPads typically work out of the box with any Linux distribution and open source software. When I installed Ubuntu on a newer Lenovo laptop, on the other hand, my wireless adapter did not work out of the gates. Now, as for the hardware and performance itself, the business resource demands of the late 2000s and early 2010s have not changed dramatically. Chances are, in the corporate world, the most you're doing is multitasking in a browser and doing work through the cloud itself. Even a T60 could handle this workload, only to the detriment of Winbloat 10 or 11. This is why ThinkPads and GNU/Linux are like bread and butter. Installing Linux can help prolong the lifespan of any machine. And Richard Stallman was once to endorse the older ThinkPads as they supported open source BIOSes and firmware. And I believe his advice influenced the GSK Linux culture, and many Linux tubers like Luke Smith followed suit. However, you shouldn't listen to the dogmas that a lot of these influencer people have or espouse. You know, while I respect Luke Smith's takes on both consumerism and ThinkPads, him owning half a dozen of these things prior to his hiatus at this point is no different than owning a MacBook or several MacBooks. It's the same kind of consumerism. All in all, there's a difference between seeing ThinkPads as consumable products and a tool for a means to an end, which is always what I go by, the latter. But if you're simply fed up with e-waste PCs and want a cheap laptop that is actually worth your money and not some cheap Chromebook or low-end junk, old ThinkPads will always be a solid choice. And another alternative is the Panasonic Let's Note series, which are solid for the same price and might even come with newer generations of Intel processors. Even their latest models support socketed hardware and ports if you're into getting a new computer. But in my world, if you're looking for a business laptop and you don't need some insane jackass gamer specs, the choice is between a crap top like a ThinkPad and a high-end MacBook.